Garden.
My name is Mary, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that happened to me when I was young, which was quite a long time ago. The wonderful things happened in England, but the story really begins in India. My parents were English, but I was born in India because my father had a job with the government. We lived in a grand house, and we had lots of servants. My own servant was called my Aya. If we'd been in England, I would have had a nanny or a nurse, because in those days, parents didn't spend very much time with their children. They had special servants to look after them. But one morning, when I woke up, everything was different.
Aya? Aya? Where are you? Aya, come here at once.
Here is your breakfast, Missy Sahib.
What are you doing in my room? You're not my Aya. You're one of the kitchen maids. Go and fetch my Aya at once. I want her.
She must not come to you, Missy Sahib.
What nonsense. Of course she must come to me.
No, Missy Sahib, you see...
How dare you say no to me? You insolent girl, go and fetch her.
She cannot come. You must ask the Mem Sahib.
Ask my mother? What do you mean? Come back here at once.
Just then, I heard my mother's voice out in the courtyard. She was with a young British officer who I recognised. He'd been to one of the government tea parties a few weeks before.
Is it really so very bad? Are you sure?
I'm afraid so. I can't understand why you're still here. Why didn't you leave for the hills 2 weeks ago at the first warning?
We should have done. But I wanted to stay in the city so we could go to that silly dinner party. What a fool I was. And the thing is... What is it? What's happening in the servants' quarters?
You didn't tell me it had broken out among your servants.
I didn't know. Why are they making that terrible noise?
That is the custom when... when someone has died.
Oh! Please, come with me. Come with me!
Of course, Mrs. Lennox.
This is what had happened. A terrible disease called cholera had broken out in the city. That was the reason my Aya could not come to me. In fact, as I later found out, the reason the servants were wailing in the huts was that she had just died. Before the day was over, more of the servants were dead, and most of the others had run away in terror. But I didn't know any of this at the time. The whole city was in chaos. There was panic on every side, and the little girl in the nursery was forgotten. After a while, I grew hungry and crept into the dining room. It was empty, but there was a partly finished meal on the table, though all the chairs were pushed back as if everyone had left in a hurry. I ate some fruit and some biscuits, but there was nothing to drink except some yellow wine in a glass decanter. I was thirsty, and it tasted sweet. But of course I had no idea how strong it was. It made me feel very sleepy, and I tiptoed back to the nursery and shut myself in. And I fell asleep for a long, long time. When I woke up, the house was perfectly still. I had never known it to be so silent before. Then I heard a faint rustling on the matting and saw a tiny little snake gliding along, watching me with eyes like jewels. I wasn't frightened of it, because it was a harmless little snake who would not hurt me.
Hello, little snake. Don't go. You can't get out because the door's shut. No, wait. Well, how clever to slide under the door. How strange and quiet it is. Almost as if there was no one in the house but me and the snake, except the snake has now gone.
Have all the bungalows been searched? Yes, sir.
What's that? Someone's coming.
Yes.
Well, it looks like it, sir.
Ah, this was the Lennox house. You know, the government chap with that pretty wife. Oh, terrible business. I believe there was a child, too, a girl, though no one ever saw her.
What desolation.
Have they checked all the rooms?
I believe so, sir. But I can't think why this door is shut.
Just to be on the safe side, I'll take you quick. Barney, here, quick. There's a child in here.
A child? What, all alone in a place like this? Mercy on us. Who is she?
I am Mary Lennox. I fell asleep when everybody was running about, and I have only just wakened up. Why does nobody come?
It's the girl I was telling you about, Barney. The child no one ever saw.
She must have been forgotten.
Forgotten? I wasn't forgotten. Why was I forgotten? Why does nobody come?
Poor little thing.
You see, miss, nobody came because, well, there is nobody left to come.